someone who uses a crutch maybe only for a week or two decides to leave it back in the hospital. The hospital will say, because of health and safety, we can't take it back. And this is a perfectly good crutch, maybe a pair of crutches that are expensive and they're being discarded after maybe a few days. At times, maybe crutches get damaged, but the vast majority are in good shape, and it would not take very much for someone to assess the integrity of a crutch, whether it can be used or not, and there would be a lot of money saved. It doesn't stand to sense.
It is a fact, though, that we do live in a very litigious society, and if someone got a crutch and had an accident which they believed that could have been caused by the integrity of that crutch failing, then whoever assessed it could find themselves in the court, and that's a risk the HSE doesn't want to take.
Well, it wouldn't be too hard to employ someone to judge that in the HSE, someone who could make a judgment that the crutch is ready and as good as the one that is brand new, and I think that's not a difficult job. If it was a private enterprise, if it was a business that was dependent on reissuing things like crutches, I think there'd be no problem.
Well, taking what you're saying there to its logical conclusion, does that suggest then that perhaps there are people, particularly maybe within the echelons of HSE management, who are out of touch with the need to save money and out of touch with the economic realities of where the HSE is at present?
I think there is a problem there. I mean, that's one example of it, which could be sorted very quickly, and the figure of $10 million could be used for frontline healthcare. And I think that's the bottom line, that it's the frontline healthcare that is suffering.